right, here I am.
Whereabouts are you, by the way?
I'm at Royal Park, Launceston. I'm standing outside the back of the tent, the big million-dollar tent, fully heated, by the way.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Yes, it's a very good point, and we're very proud of it too.
Yeah.
And I'm looking over at the Tamar River, of which we've got a flood alert.
Indeed we have. All right.
Yes.
What exactly is your role with the circus?
The general manager.
Okay. So you don't do any, like you're not the master of ceremonies or anything like that from time to time?
No. I don't do anything inside the ring at all in front of the audience because I'm not a world-class attraction.
Well, you've got plenty of professionals to do the job for you, but it's a circus without animals, right?
Absolutely, yes. We haven't had anything to do with animals for about 20 years.
And coming to the Devonport Oval, opening night is Thursday the 27th of October, and it's quite a run. So you go from the 27th right to Sunday the 6th of November, last show.
Yes, that's right. It's a week and a half of playing time, and we need that time because of the response that we've been getting. And we've had sellout crowds in every city we've been to. And that's the sort of response, that's the sort of quality that's arriving in Devonport. I mean, I'll give you a quote from an Adelaide reviewer. Two quotes. There's only one word for this show. Wow. And the second quote he said was the best circus I've seen in decades.
Wow from me.
Yeah.
So tell us about some of the acts. So you got acrobats and you've got a stunt cyclist. What else?
Well, let's start off with one that is unusual. The human cannonball.
Ah, yeah.
Right. Now, this man is fired from the cannon across the entire area of the circus at 50 kilometres an hour. And then he lands almost gently on a large airbag.
Yep.
And I love walking in and watching this because I don't watch the act.
Right.
I watch the audience.
Yep.
And the audience, yes, they know that he's in the cannon. They know that he's going to go across the stage somewhere. They don't really... They know what's going to happen, but then it's the unexpected. And I love watching their faces when bang, he's shot out of the cannon. And that is literally jaw-dropping. And then there's a sort of a split second of he's landed, and then the audience just erupts. And I love watching that.
I'm thinking of how do you get a job as a circus performer being shot out of a cannon. So did this guy lob up to you as the general manager at the Big Tent and say, look, have you got any jobs being fired out of a cannon? Or did you put the word out on Facebook and say, who wants a job being fired out of a cannon? How does that happen?
I can tell you what, you wouldn't want to put it out on Facebook. You have about 100 weirdos saying, yes, I'll do it.
I'll do
but
it,
no,
yeah.
What happened was he was a very famous high wire walker.
Right.
Without a net.
Yeah.
No net whatsoever. So he used to be 15 metres in the air doing his, like, a forward somersaults on the high wire, all of that sort of thing. Now, when you get to this level, you start to think, what else can I do?
Yeah.
And so he was on the high wire. He was looking at what can he do. Someone just came up in random conversation. Oh, we'll fire you out of a cannon. He went, yep.
Yeah, righto, sign me up.
Let's go. Then we had to go into the mechanics of how to get fired out of a cannon. You know, yeah. What's the cannon made of? How do you propel? How do you go out? Now, can you imagine the very first time you're going to go out of the cannon? Now, you've got to have a degree of acrobatic skill because you've got to be able to turn in the air and land on your back. And you're going at 50 kilometres an hour. But that's how we started.
Well, looking forward to seeing that. You mentioned there the trapeze artists, so you've got those.
We've got a solo trapeze.
Okay, right.
Solo trapeze, which means, you know, I'm very happy to put you up on the solo trapeze.
No, thanks.
And see what it's like. We have the Globe of Death. Now,
yes,
a lot of circuses have the Globe of Death, but yep. There's a distinction between the size of the cage and the number of riders in. Anyone can do a Globe of Death and have two or three riders in it, and you'll find that it's a large cage. Now, to the insiders, we know that's a bit ho-hum. Our cage has four riders, and it's the smallest possible cage you can have that can fit four riders in. And then we do that, but then we do something. Now, I'm not telling you what it is.
Okay.
It's we do something again where everyone goes, "Wow, geez, look at that." You know, but do you think that's the end of it? No, it's not. Because when that's all over and done with, we just simply get a motorbike rider that comes flying through the tent and goes sailing over the globe.
Oh, no.
You know, like, so the thing, what it is, it's fast. We give you time to laugh and then bang, we're at you again. So all of a sudden, 2 hours is over and done with. And what I love is watching the audience walk out. The little kids are yabbering away to mum and dad. Mum and dad are yabbering back. Everybody's talking to each other. It's the buzz after the show. Terrific.
There's plenty of acts that you've got in the show. We might talk to you again before you actually start your run at the Devonport Oval on the 27th. But for the time being, so people should have a look at the website. If you go to the circus, now that's the circus with two S's. That's
two S's.
The circus, CIRCUSS.com. You can have a look around there. What's the deal with tickets, Greg? People just buy them at the Big Top or get them ahead of time or what?
Straight ahead on, just go straight on to the online, the quickest and the easiest, at iticket.com.au. iticket.com.au. Book your seats right now. We are at the box office from the 26th onwards on site at Devonport Oval.
The little kids, for parents with little ones, there are matinee shows happening on the weekends as well of the 29th and 30th and then the 5th of November.
Yes, indeed. You think it's a show for kids?
Think again.
Wait till you see it. Expect the unexpected.
Thanks very much, Greg, and we'll talk to you again before you start your run at the Devonport Oval.
Looking forward to it.
Enjoy Launceston.
Hopefully you
don't get flooded out.
Oh, no, we're on flood alert. Roll the sleeves up. We're ready.
Good on you. Thanks, Greg.
All right, cheers.